Ženi, izlizete na glasanje.
The camera only shows women's legs walking on high heels, disappearing in the crowd, while an announcer encourages women to vote independently in the presidential and local elections Sunday in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. This television commercial, made by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, aims to discourage family voting, in which women are pressured by husbands or others on how to vote on a certain candidate. The OSCE says family voting is one of several irregularities observed during the 2008 parliamentary elections. OSCE and other observers have also expressed concerns over violence and fraud. Police patrols have been reinforced in regions where incidents occurred in previous polls, including in ethnic Albanian areas, where last June one person was killed and several others wounded in gun battles. Analyst and reporter of the respected Christian Science Monitor publication, Robert Marquand, says Sunday's ballot is crucial for Macedonia's attempts to join organizations such as the European Union.
Presidential elections are not as important as the elections for prime minister, which were last year, but it's an important election in the sense that they need to be free, fair, and nonviolent in order for Macedonia to qualify for certain EU membership accession qualifications.
Nearly 2 million eligible voters can choose a new president with a 5-year mandate, as well as mayors and councillors of major towns. Leading in opinion polls among the presidential candidates is George Ivanov from the ruling Conservative Party of Prime Minister Nicola Kroeski. Polls show that the main opposition Social Democratic Union Party's candidate, Lubomir Friskovski, is lagging far behind. He is also expected to face a strong challenge from a candidate representing Macedonia's ethnic Albanian minority, Imer Selmani, who has been nicknamed the Macedonian Obama after the United States president. As none of the candidates are likely to receive an outright majority, a runoff ballot is expected between the two remaining top contenders on April 5th. Presidential candidate Ivanov has told his supporters he wants to help overcome nationalistic divisions in Macedonia, which narrowly averted civil war in 2001, following a peace deal between ethnic Albanian fighters and Macedonian security forces. He tells his supporters that the seed of divisions was planted centuries ago, as our grandfathers were divided, for instance, to Greeks, Bulgarians, Serbs, and our fathers to communists and ruling party members. But he adds that this is no longer the spirit of the new generation of this young nation. Analysts say nationalistic tensions remain high, as Macedonia has been struggling to find its own identity since becoming an independent nation in 1991, following the breakup of Yugoslavia. Another problem is that neighboring Greece refuses to recognize the name Macedonia and has therefore blocked the country's attempts to join NATO. Analyst Marquand says Macedonia has further angered Greece by naming a main roadway and, earlier, the national airport after the ancient conqueror Alexander the Great.
Now they're going to just go full bore and claim this Alexander heritage and galvanize people around it. On the other hand, the former foreign minister that I spoke with said, you know, that one of the problems is there is an identity crisis. There's a problem in a neighborhood like the Balkans. They've always had an issue with trying to express a strong identity, and they're still just emerging.
Whatever the outcome of Sunday's ballot, observers have warned that nationalist tensions are expected to remain in the region for some time to come. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.